case number 8, 22-090. Good afternoon, sir. Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Detective Kevin Conard, C-O-N-A-R-D, Watertown Police Department.
Okay, Detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
The appellant's application was reviewed and at the time of the review had a restraining order, so it was denied on the grounds. Not indicate on his application that he had subject of a restraining order the last 5 years, but given his honesty with other criminal matters, we didn't consider that as grounds of denial. It was only the current restraining order.
Is that, and I doubt it, but is the order still in place?
No.
So you're going forward on suitability today?
No, it was denied back in 2021. Yep. And at the time, he had to.
Yeah, I understand that.
So it's suitability for failure to disclose the active protective order?
No, it was just at the time he applied, he had
to. Yeah, so at the time, he was ineligible at the time.
Right, the time
when
he applied,
he had an active protective order.
So are you saying, in your opinion, he's eligible now, or you would issue now?
All things as is in the application, if they were the same today, other than the restraining order, yes, I would issue it.
Well, other than the restraining order has expired. So if he applied today and still didn't put it on there, on the form.
Correct.
And you would issue?
Yes.
So why are we here?
I don't know.
I was given
the application, told to fill it out, and then said here's the hearing date.
Yeah.
I do have to point something out. They need a sufficient application. He did not supply all the information, but he also didn't fill out the part that says his proof of training, instructor's name, a number, what type of course he took. So the application is very incomplete.
They in the packet we get all the.
Clearly the certificate is there, but the application itself is not.
No, I'm just wondering about the certificate. It's not an NRA certificate.
And that's the other thing, is it? What is it? So, I don't know that he's eligible to have the permit just for not submitting
number.
An insufficient.
What's the course?
It's not an NRA class.
What's the course?
Yeah. We don't know, or I don't know if that's not a legitimate, I'm sure it's a.
Jeepers. Quite a conundrum.
Yeah, is this course approved by the state of Connecticut as a qualifying instructor, a qualifying course for pistol permits?
Yes.
Do you have something?
Not with me today. Generally, in the packet, we get the a letter. That'll say it's served as a certified course. It's not.
Yeah, generally, but you don't know if you have an NS1 or not.
So at the time of the denial, it was a righteous denial, 100%. He was not eligible because he acted protective order. We understand that. We're just determine how you want how the town of Watertown wants to move forward. Going forward, based on, it doesn't seem like you're going to consider the application as an issue. I'll look at the chairman.
I got to say, though, I have to consider the application.
It's not a sufficient application.
So we don't know for a fact that there has been the statutory fulfillment of the training requirement. Is that right?
And we do know the application was not complete, which is the statutory requirement. in addition to not listing the, which is part of the complete list, the protective order or restraining order, I'm not sure what that was.
The name of the company.
Well, I mean, we can either proceed, or if somebody wants to make a motion, either way, we can do that. I can't make a motion, so if there is a motion, if somebody wants to make it, please do. If not, we'll proceed as usual.
I'm not sure how to make that motion. The motion could be, and I'll go ahead and make it and talk about it, that we find for the issuing authority because the application submitted by the appellant is not complete, not sufficient, and that he did not fill out the box regarding proof of training. And we've already had some testimony that there was a protective order or restraining order in place at the time of the application, and that was not disclosed.
I'll second so we can have discussion.
Okay. A motion has been made by Chief Rosenzweig to find for the issuing authority due to an incomplete application on two grounds that has been seconded by Colonel Overturf. Bring on the discussion.
I'm trying to find out whether or not there's something on their website that says whether they are certified.
Well, they certainly hold themselves.
They're in Torrington.
For successful completion of the basic pistol course per CTGS 29-28.
Could I query with the appellant on the course he took? That would be helpful.
Yeah.
I'm asking the chair if that's appropriate.
Absolutely.
Sir, the course you took, well, how long was the course in length?
It's like an all-day thing. Eight hours.
Okay, was there live fire involved? And was it the NRA basic handgun course, or was it a course that's been approved? You probably don't know.
As far as I know, it was just a course that was approved.
It does not appear to be the NRA class, because that's not the NRA certificate, but shooting disciplines may have had their course approved through DESP as an approved training course. So, I'm just going on the training itself. I'd have to look at there. It'll be on their DESP website. Yeah.
Oh, really?
This company.
Yep.
Can anybody get there? Because my phone does not work very well in here.
Taking forever.
Because, and I can understand, Watertown does have, if you supply this whole certificate with the instructor's name, instructor's number, everything's on there. I'm just going to turn Watertown into a pair.
I know.
It's not, but it's, yeah.
It's de novo, right?
Yep.
Come on.
Of course, Ms. Johnson has the password to the thing.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Taking forever.
I should have on the right one.
Here we go.
And of course, I would also want to know about the protective order, because that's usually a domestic violence case. What is that?
The website indicates that they're NRA.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to look under DESP's website. They have a list. They have the list. I just can't get in.
Still working.
I'm going under the assumption it's a valid training course. Seems just from the time and having live fire. Bless you.
Could call him up.
He'll walk down.
I was gonna say, it's gonna walk in. Text Bree.
We could have asked Attorney Ayers to go ask for us.
Can I read this? Yeah. This course fulfills and exceeds the state of Connecticut's requirements of obtaining a concealed carry pistol permit.
From the state?
It's on their website.
Oh, on?
On Tactical Arms website.
Yeah, it says that on their certificate too.
Disciplines, shooting disciplines, what?
They're on Despy's page. The company is shooting disciplines.
It's NRA basic safety pistol course.
Yep, so it looks like their training course has been approved by DESP as okay.
Connecticut approved by the instructor.
So that fulfills that.
Yep.
That's not readily available.
There's still a motion pending and we have not discussed the incorrect disclosure of the protective order within the last 5 years, to which the appellant checked no. Does anybody have thoughts on that?
I think the issue with the one representing that is just qualifier at one point of time before. If you might wish to. Did you get me?
I heard you.
Speak up.
So he's saying the issuing authority isn't considering it to be a holdup on their end. And then there's always the take that the issuing authority is entitled to a complete and accurate application.
Well, I guess then we could just hear the case.
We could just hear the case.
I think
so,
we did. You heard their side.
Why don't we? Is there any other comments on the motion? All right. All in favor of the motion, which would fine for the issuing authority, signify by saying, what do we say? Four?
Fine for the issuing authority?
Based.
Yeah. In favor of the motion. Favor of the motion. I'll do a roll call to make Nancy's life easier.
Yes.
All right, Dr. Conrad.
What is in favor of the motion would basically fine for the issuing authority and send him back to reapply with the correct application if that's what he chooses to do. Is that right?
That would be a yes for Brian. Is that what we're saying?
Well,
we're just fining for the issuing authority.
If we fine for the issuing authority.
Right, no, then, but it would give him the ability then to reapply correctly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just so he understands what we're talking about.
If we decided that we want to hear it out, we withdraw.
You would have to vote against the motion.
In this case, if that's
right.
What we're talking
about. Because the motion is going to...
For and against.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
So the motion, as I remember it, was to fine for the issuing authority based on the...
Incomplete application.
So, and it wasn't filled out at all as far as proof of
training. To be clear, if you vote for the motion and the issuing authority, there's more four votes, then the case is over. If the motion fails, we'll proceed with the case. Does everybody understand that?
Yes.
For or against.
For or against, yep. Dr. Conrad.
If I'm going to vote for the motion because I feel that... we're required to see a complete application.
Okay. Dr. Conrad votes in favor of the motion. Attorney Cinetti?
I'm going to vote against the motion because I think the outcome is a foregone conclusion and I think we're wasting everybody's time.
Okay. Mr. Gray?
As discussed to hear out the case, I will vote for the appellant.
Okay, so you're against
the motion.
The motion.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Colonel Overturk.
Against the motion.
Okay. Against the motion?
Against.
Okay.
Colonel Lewis.
Against the motion.
So we're going to proceed. Chief Rosenzweig.
Where do we stand?
We have sufficient votes that we're going to proceed with the case.
I'm sorry?
We already have four votes against the motion, so we're going to proceed with the case.
Okay, for the motion. That's my motion.
So you're four, okay.
And not that it matters, I'll vote for the motion. The motion fails 4-3. All right, detective. Did you make an opening statement?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
At the time, I'm sure you guys want to know about the detective order, so I'd like to get into that.
We are going to get there probably in about 30 seconds. Anything other briefly that you want to tell us before we get into the meat and potatoes?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Detective, is there anything else you want to add on your part?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a partial protective order against my girlfriend at the time. And.
Yeah, speak up a little bit, please.
I'm sorry. Closer to. I had a partial protective order against my girlfriend at the time. We had gotten into an argument, and I ended up just grabbing her shirt. And then she was with an ex-husband that was violent towards her. So they kind of brought her to a place that she thought like I was going to hurt her or something. So she shoved me, and we got loud, and the neighbor called the cops. Long story short, I got arrested, and that's how that went. It was a partial, so I could still see her, why not? The conditions were I had to go to family violence education, and then stay out of trouble for a year, and then they were going to dismiss it. And then I did the family violence course, which was actually helpful, I think, because it made me understand a few things differently. And it actually ended up going to be about 2 years because COVID happened, and then everything in the courts got like pushed back. So I guess in my head I thought that everything was going to be resolved by the time that, you know, because we put the application and I figured it would be resolved by the time all that happens. So it just totally kind of pushed things back and it didn't pan out that way, because if you look on the dates, the result of the background check was in April, and then 3 months later, the case got dismissed in court.
How long total was the protective order in place?
It was over the course of probably over the whole time, I think.
Well, so you were arrested. When were you arrested?
It was, I want to say 2019.
I just don't know what it means.
And what were you arrested for?
Disorderly conduct.
That's it? Disorderly conduct?
Disorderly conduct.
Not something subbed down to disorderly conduct? That was your initial and only charge?
That was it.
And it was... there was never a no contact, don't communicate.
No, it was a partial order.
Stay away in any way. Did you live together?
I stayed there quite often.
Okay. So it's just don't threaten, abuse, harass, stalk.
It would be nice to have a copy of that order.
I mean, the only thing I have is...
No, not you. I was talking to the issue of authority, but I could have supplied that.
Do you have questions of the appellant? Does the board have questions?
Did you strike her?
No.
Did you push her?
No.
Any violence at all?
She pushed me. I grabbed her shirt when I was raising my voice, mm-hmm. And then she pushed me and tried to go after me, so that's kind of what made a big
Did she get arrested also?
No.
Just you?
I made no 6'9" and she's like 5'4". It's obviously going to take that.
Was she wearing the shirt when you grabbed her?
Yeah.
Other questions?
Do you have any other criminal history?
Everything else I had was gone. Nothing current, nothing. I don't really have a record.
You don't really have a record?
Any other arrest?
What is
there
that?
Was one thing that I got in trouble with out in Pennsylvania back in 2015. It was conspiracy for retail theft. And I was with, I'm sure he's still up there, my mother. And my mother is not having a very good track record with things. And long story short, we were visiting my uncle, and he had given her a card to go get some stuff. Instead of using the card, she went in the store to go take a bunch of things, came out, and then as we were driving away, I ended up getting pulled over, and at first they were just going to take her, but I guess because I was with her, they took me through. Had to go back and forth to Pennsylvania a little bit for that. I had to pay the fines and stuff. And then that eventually got disposed of as well.
So wasn't it guilty?
No.
How much did you have to pay?
It's like 800 something.
As a result of the 2019 the domestic arrest, did you go to classes, anger management classes, anything like that?
Family violence education thing.
Family violence education, okay.
Graduated from that. I said it actually did help.
Okay. And the other question I would have for the issuing authority is, having heard all this, would you issue the permit, knowing all the facts as you know them now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses? Would you like to make a closing statement?
All I can say is thank you for your time.
Detective, would you like to make a closing statement?
No.
Briefest factual.
The at the time of the application, the appellant had a protective order, so the issuing authority had denied by statute. That protective order has expired. The issuing authority says they would issue at this time.
Comments by the board?
Yeah, just that it is somewhat unusual at this point for the issuing authority to say they would issue, so I certainly put a lot of weight in the issuing authority's opinion because it is their town and their citizen and their decision.
Other comments? Just say after you're with the chief, usually I vote against the appellant when there is a incorrect application. I think there is room for confusion. I can't understand why the whole section for the proof of training was left empty, but the issuing authority doesn't seem to have a problem with that. All right, so Chief Oldswag.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overture.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
Appellant.
Chair votes. Appellant. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Last case is case number 10.